This is Ozarks at Large. A fire has been burning under Bella Vista for some time now. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has been covering the Stump Dump fire for us. Yesterday, she attended a press conference about what is expected next. She's with me now to begin the show. Thank you, Zuzanna.
Hey there.
All right. So as briefly as you can, what's a thumbnail sketch of this fire? What is going on?
I will try my best to make this a thumbnail. So the site is along Trafalgar Road. The land right now, it belongs to Brown's Tree Care. They bought that land in January 2018. Prior to that, though, for 13 years, from 2003 to 2016, it was leased and operated by the Bella Vista Property Owners Association. And Bella Vista residents used it to dump their stumps and other vegetation. They capped that site, and then the land was sold off. But in July, at the very end of July, the fire department was called to the site. There was smoke coming from it. They determined there was a fire underground that they weren't going to be able to put out. The fire chief believes that there was some burning at the site, and some of the debris got underground and then started burning all the debris that was already underground as well. From there, the ADEQ, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, is notified of the situation. Eventually, the EPA is also notified of the situation. And around the fall of last year, they start doing some air monitoring in November. And then a few things happen in December that set a lot of this in motion. Number one, some air quality samples indicated that there was benzene in the air, which means that there wasn't just vegetation underground. There was some other stuff.
And this becomes a health hazard.
Yeah, it becomes a health hazard. And that's why there was a lot of air sampling happening because of the smoke, which depends on the time of day, depends on the day, whether it's even happening. But there were days where it was really bad that residents reported. So that happens. Then from those air quality readings, one of them comes back in the unhealthy category, which leads to a health alert from the Arkansas Department of Health. Since then, several other agencies have been called in to do air testing. It is worth noting that based on, standards set by the health department, the ADEQ, and the EPA, so far, no other readings have come back as unhealthy. Most have been good, in the good category. So then at the very end of December, Governor Asa Hutchinson comes to the site after hearing about the unhealthy readings and sort of the outcry from the community. And he issues an emergency declaration shortly thereafter, which allows basically state money to be used in the remediation effort. Since early January, the legislature has allocated about $20 million to remediate the site to, extinguish the fire.
All right. So you've taken us up through January. What has happened then since the beginning of this year up through yesterday's announcement?
So since the beginning of this year, an engineering firm was contracted to come up with some possible solutions to put out the fire. They came back with those at the end of January. There were several options. All of them were estimated to cost anywhere from $21 to $37 million. Since then, the ADEQ has been working through those options, trying to find the best but also the most cost-effective option. And in the meantime, they've started prep work at the site for when they did eventually settle on a solution. So that includes putting in a water line so that they have a water source for fire suppression. They also dug a trench to keep the fire from spreading and to sample what was actually underground. And those samples actually came back with things like car parts and tires and scrap metal, concrete, plastic pipe, rubber. So they found
all underground.
Yes.
Burning.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously, that indication of that benzene was accurate, that it wasn't just vegetation underground. So right now, the ADEQ is constructing a weir, which is a type of dam, and an access road to the site. And that work will be completed next week. They estimate April 26th, which, according to the ADEQ, is phase one of the project.
Oh, that's phase one.
That is phase one. Yeah. So next, they will move into phase two, which is the more arduous undertaking of actually extinguishing the fire, excavating the whole site, and then remediating it.
So what will phase two look like? What all will it include? You said digging it up, but how will that happen?
So the ADEQ actually announced their proposal for putting out the fire back in March, and then they asked for public comment. Yesterday, agency representatives came to Bella Vista and held a community meeting at Reardon Hall to lay out the plan and to address the public comments they got. They also brought in people from the Department of Health, Department of Emergency Management, and the National Weather Service to answer questions afterwards. The ADEQ is basically planning to excavate the estimated 170,000 to 225,000 cubic yards of waste at the site to get the fire under control. Here's Stuart Spencer, the associate director of the ADEQ, explaining what will happen next after they start removing material from the ground.
And once that's excavated, it will be removed to another site, a staging area on site, where the materials will be separated and sorted based on whether or not they can be incinerated. Are they vegetative? Can they be put in the burn box? If not, they'll have to be sorted and potentially removed to a landfill for proper disposal.
The burn boxes Spencer mentions will be paired with air curtain technology, which will allow the ADEQ to burn the vegetative material without having to remove it from the site. Spencer says it will also save $11 to $15 million because they won't have to haul it from Trafalgar Road.
It's actually a big box. It looks almost like a shipping container that is above ground. The bottom is level with the surface of the ground. It's loaded with the vegetative material. There is a curtain of air that is operated via a motor on the unit, which pushes air over the air curtain incinerator, the air curtain burn box.
Spencer says the air curtain basically recirculates the smoke inside the boxes and through the fire until most of the particles in the smoke are gone so that the boxes end up releasing mostly heat. The ADEQ proposal calls for up to five of those at the site. Spencer says the excavation will take place only during the day, but the burn boxes will be burning 24/7. The goal is to have the fire under control in the first 30 days, and they estimate the whole process from start to finish will take 180.
The proposed plan is to get it back to a natural state where we promote regrowth, and that will include restoration of trees, grass, if that's possible, and other vegetative material.
Spencer says fire flare-ups are to be expected as the excavation starts, so there will be a fire control component to the management of the work at the site. There will also be continuous air monitoring in the area, as well as biweekly water testing. As far as a notification system is concerned, Spencer says the ADEQ is working with the health and emergency management departments to figure out how to inform residents if, for example, a certain pollutant gets to an unsafe level. And although the phase one work is set to wrap up next week, ADEQ did say they haven't yet selected a contractor for the work that's to come.
All right. All said and done, knowing that this is an estimate and things change, how much is this all expected to cost?
So the ADEQ tells us it'll be between $15 to $20 million to do all that work, which fits in within the money that the state allocated. The ADEQ did mention that because they're pursuing the funding for this project under a measure called the Remedial Action Trust Fund Act, they are basically mandated to pursue cost recovery against all responsible parties. Right now, that's yet to be determined, although when we spoke to Senator Jim Hendren back in February about all this, he said that litigation is to be expected, as are potential investigations by the ADEQ and maybe even the EPA. And all that ties into the fact that, you know, this site was an unpermitted landfill during the entire time it was used as a dumping site. So that will potentially play a factor.
All right, so stay tuned. Susanna Sitek, thank you very much.
You're welcome.